Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Hey there, everybody. TGIF. Happy Friday to you here as we get you ready for a football weekend on Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock alongside TJ Cleland. Max Power producing for us in studio, taking your calls at 869-1240. We're glad you're here with us on a Friday. Fridays are always fun. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can call at 869-1240. You can also leave us comments on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. Those avenues are available. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app. On the Odyssey app, you can click the little microphone if you're listening and leave us a voicemail, which is a pretty cool thing. We have the football previews. We're going to talk high school football today. We are going to talk college football, of course, final thoughts and some predictions on the Sunflower Showdown, some predictions on the football weekend. We'll make our football picks with the full crew coming up in the next hour as well. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Well, sort of. It's a little rainy out there today, but you can still smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's new remodeled patio, or grab a drink shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Going to have a nice little weekend. Sunflower Showdown. Wake up early. Get out there. Going to be a very rainy Sunflower Showdown. I got confirmation from our guy Peyton Sanders that there's about a 100% chance of rain about 5 minutes into the game for the rest of the game. He gave me a graphic I tweeted out at halftime, 1 p.m., just drenched, and it's not going to stop.
Well, it was noisy last night. That was as loud a storm as I can remember. My goodness. We're sitting there. What was that, about 2 a.m. when that thing rolled through? The pets, and my pets don't care about that stuff. Like, they don't care about fireworks or thunder, but they were just like awake, you know, like looking at you like, what the hell's going on here? One of our kids came into the room. Like, it's like, wow. This is, I don't know if you just like, if your body just gets used to it from like the summertime thunderstorms. But that one, like our house was shaking. That one was so loud that seemed unusual for October. But it was a noisy storm that rolled through last night. If everybody's feeling a little groggy today.
It did, yeah. And now that we are told that football tonight should be fine, football tomorrow will be affected. So that arises the question. I chuckled. Like he told me that, and I was like, "You got to make me a graphic for that." Now I'm gonna post it, and I posted it. And within 5 minutes, I had one KU fan saying, "We don't have a run game, we're screwed," and one K State fan saying, "We suck in the rain." So make of that what you will.
Neither team seems to have a run game. It'll potentially impact things. We'll dig into the weather component of it and our final thoughts. We'll, of course, pick that game as well coming up in a little bit. I am having a hard time deciding where to go with that one. I really am. It feels like a coin flip all the way through. It will be fun. And why not throw some weather in there on top of everything? Hopefully it's not cold rain and the fanfare and everything is still fun and exciting.
It's going to be like 57 degrees all day long.
You asked for this. This is what you wanted, right? You've been asking for this for weeks. You wanted football. This weather.
I'm fine. I'm fine with the weather. The rain's going to suck.
With the winter comes winter precipitation. That's something true. that all you psychopaths that have just been asking for the beautiful low 80s sunshiny weather that we've had to get out of here. This is what you wanted. So I hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy every second of it.
I was not ready.
I'm never like the rain's fine. The rain's fine. We've got kids soccer games and everything that we'll be outside for this weekend too. So we'll be right there with you, but we'll get your final thoughts there. That is coming. That will be fun. It's affecting everything. You know, you've got all the fall stuff, the pumpkin patches. We give away HTO here every day, which you can do that by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357 once per day. Message and data rates apply. So we do that. We've got a food truck coming to the East store today. And I'm just like, well, wonder what that's going to be like. I'm going to stand in the rain and wait on some lobster.
I would say that the lobster again. This is like Maine weather. This is what you're asking for.
That's true. That's true. It is Maine lobster, cousin's Maine lobster, and this would be like the Northeast. So get the true experience out there. But it is like everybody's got plans this time of year. You've got your pumpkin patches. You've got things for work. It's the fall. You're supposed to get outside and enjoy it. And this is going to be taking a look at the schedules and things, and some things could get shifted around, but it did sound like, and this is what I saw yesterday too, high school football should be okay. We should get a reprieve in time. Fields will be wet, but it won't be raining, right? That's the expectation.
That's what I was told. So some people are being, precautionary and moving games up to 6 o'clock. But Peyton said that, shouldn't be an issue at all tonight. So.
All right. Well, that high school football coverage coming up today on the show is brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. We also have to get into now that we have a little more information on this just wild and massive gambling story from that we were just getting bits and pieces of yesterday. Boy, it's interesting. It's pretty interesting. And it has more to do than just like games themselves. There's the mafia and poker and all kinds of stuff. So we'll get into that as well today. We had Thursday night football last night, which was kind of a bummer because you felt like it was going to at least be a competitive game. It was not. The Chargers dominate the Vikings 37-10. Carson Wentz trying to play with one arm in that game. I don't know why they left him out there so long. And you see him with that brace getting annihilated and the clear discomfort he's in. And you're just like, what in the world could still be going on with JJ McCarthy? Like, it's gotta be better than that. Right?
Yeah, it's a weird situation. And he looked not good back there. It was an ugly game for the Vikings. So, the conspiracy theorists are out about, what's going on with JJ McCarthy, why they've been waiting so long whenever Carson Wentz basically had a discombobulated shoulder. And then he like looked like he broke his hand by accidentally punching a helmet last night. And then a whole slew of events. It turned into some Max Brosmer minutes. We were joking about that at work. We got the Max Brosmer minutes late. Yep. Scored a half a fantasy point last night. So
and Wentz hadn't been awful either. Just to be fair to him, like the first three appearances for him were all pretty good, right? Through his first three games, he got in during the Cincinnati game. He had like 5 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He was completing more than 65% of his passes, close to 70% of his passes. It got a little dicey there. He had a pretty bad game against Philadelphia and then a terrible game last night. But it, you know, it wasn't like he was playing poorly to the McCarthy thing. He had one bad game out of the four that he played. And then last night, it's not just, I mean, he was so injured.
Yeah.
That's that you're like, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah.
JJ McCarthy's got a sore ankle. Carson Wentz looks like he might die soon. He's old and he's got one arm.
That was the case going into the game. Like, it wasn't a surprise that he was so injured. That's what was kind of the surprising part about, like, are we sure? Like, this is what we want to do?
37-10. Chargers get a win. Chargers look pretty good. I want to talk about them a little bit, too, as a threat still in the AFC West because they got a little healthier, and it showed. But we've got it all covered for you here on Sports Daily. Just getting started. It's all Brock and Cleland. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every morning, including on this rainy Friday morning. It is a coffee morning. So thank you to them for helping out everybody across the Odyssey family of networks. All right, TJ, let's real quick, we'll go to Thursday Night Football and then we'll get into some of this, you know, this betting stuff, that big story from yesterday. I just want to talk. I mean, it wasn't a competitive game. I do want to talk about the Chargers, though. 419 yards of offense, and they really let the dogs off there at the end. Kimani Vidal looked good. You know, they lost their two, what we thought were going to be their two starting running backs. And then it's funny, the guy they kind of drafted last year to be a factor is a factor. Justin Herbert is running more. They have receiving weapons for days now, TJ, with the development of Aronde Gadsden. And I mean, they didn't even need Quentin Johnston last night. You got McConkey there, Allen, Gadsden now, Quentin Johnston. Joe Alt played their offensive line. They're not going to get Slater back, but they could get the other two tackles back. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, this could be a really good offense again. Minnesota's not a bad defense, and the Chargers, it felt like they did whatever they wanted to last night.
Yeah, it's a good thing I went out in our giant guillotine league last week, because I was reliant on Quentin Johnston. He didn't get a single target. They didn't even look at him last night. Not a single ball thrown his way. That's what the rise of Gadsden does for this offense, as you're saying. So yeah, you know, we've talked about the Chargers as a team that was like, this team's really legit. And then it's like, this team's probably not that legit. And now it's like, well, they're pretty good. They're going to be top. They're going to be in the top, you know, X amount of AFC teams, whenever you think about the top teams there. So I think that it still will be a little bit of a chase between the Chiefs and the Chargers in that division if they play like this.
I'm just imagining, and I don't know how good their defense is. I mean, they obviously pressured Wentz like crazy yesterday, which was a good. If you're not great defensively, if you can pressure the quarterback, that's always, you know, the great thing you can do to mask it. I just wonder, like, how much in that little losing streak that they had with all those injuries, if they get healthy. I mean, we talk about the Chiefs being the best team in the AFC. We don't really know. The AFC is real even this year. The Ravens have had their injuries. The Bills have struggled. Like, are the Chargers all that different than any of the top AFC teams? Because I'm not sure they are. I like that Chargers team, that healthier version we saw last night. Like them more than I like the Broncos. Yep. I would take a playoff game, that Chargers team over the Colts, even though I know I'm not giving the Colts enough credit. I'm not, and that's on me. And I'll probably regret that all year, but I'm, like, I think they have a chance to be right there in the end if they can, you know, now stay a little healthier as they're getting a little healthier.
Yeah, I'd agree. That was kind of my point there, is that I think that, you know, if you pulled the nation, I bet that there's only two teams people would put ahead of the Chargers right now, and it's the Bills and the Chiefs probably in the true power rankings of the AFC. And then the Colts would be right there. I agree, right there. But I think the Chargers, from what we've seen, whenever they've played well, I mean, they can put it up.
Yeah. I mean, if they have a, you know, a remotely healthy line, if Herbert runs like that, like if he, it's the Mahomes thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure began to run because his line wasn't very good. And now if he can use it as a weapon and not just like a safety valve, plus these weapons they have. Speaking of Aronde Gadsden, who's been a revelation for them.
Yeah, where'd he come from?
Syracuse. He's a rookie. And he was a really, really good player. I've listened to some of the people that I like to listen to scout players. And his receiver skills are off the charts. They just didn't know if he'd be able to block. Well, clearly they're
they're fine with it, because now as they have him out there just to be a weapon in the passing game, he's a big one. And he paid me big last night. I have been on fire, TJ, with first touchdown bets in primetime games. And my formula is holding true. Quarterbacks and tight ends in the primetime games. I don't know why, but I have now hit that on, and this is an intentional transition to the betting story, just because I think it's hilarious that everyone keeps having to do this. But it's been Bo Nix, Travis Kelce, Caleb Williams, this one, and I know there's been one more that I can't think of, Gadsden, on these primetime first touchdowns that are, it's tight ends and quarterbacks. And he, it's been funny that keeps happening, but he is talented, man. And I don't know if that's why Quentin Johnston didn't get the targets. I don't think it is. I think they can use all of them. But Keenan Allen continues to be a part of that offense. Ladd McConkey's waking up a little bit. Finally, he had a nice game last night. You're starting to see that a little bit. And reality is probably they're just going to, they'll pick a part of defense based on weaknesses and strengths. The Vikings had been a really good pass defense, which probably takes the bigger plays from a guy like Quentin Johnston away. And so they're like, that's fine. We'll just pepper it underneath to these other three target monsters. It reminds me a little bit of the Chiefs offense with a better run game. You probably pull back the pass game and you escalate the run game. They can run the ball probably better than the Chiefs can. They're not going to throw it quite like the Chiefs can. Quarterbacks are similar in the sense that they can beat you with their legs. And it reminded me an awful lot of the Chiefs last night, where I was like, man, they're just going to pick and you can't stop all of them.
Yeah, that's what somebody, brought up last night, is the fact of, Gadsden, people have been talking about the next Kelce now that he's almost on his way out the door. Obviously Brock Bowers is a really big receiving tight end, and it's like, I mean, Gadsden, have you seen like the records that he's broken in a rookie year of the amount of receptions and yards and everything of that?
And he's only been playing for three games, really.
I know, that's what I was saying.
For just three games.
You told me yesterday that you were picking him for first touchdown, and I was like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, he's the tight end. And I was like, no, like Tyler Conklin and Will Disley are the tight ends. Like, who is this guy?
Nope. He is this rookie receiving phenom that they're just letting run loose out there. And he's got skills. And a lot of his yardage last night came on a big chunk play where he got wide open. But even then, it would have been, for a tight end, it would have been, four catches, 40 yards-ish in that touchdown. Like, that would have been a really nice game for, like, he's good. He's a good player. And they look like they're sort of back. All right, so Thursday Night Football in the books. Cannot wait to see the Chargers and the Chiefs play again. But that's for another day. Let's talk about this betting story across. It's basketball mostly, but it's not. There's a basketball component. Some of the stuff on basketball we'd sort of heard before, right? This stuff with Terry Rozier we'd sort of heard before. And it was, I think, kind of clear of it for the most part. But then you get the Chauncey Billups accusations, and most of it has to do with an illegal, underground poker game in which it was being fixed involving the mafia and James Bond technology to cheat at these poker games. My first question was, did Billups know they were fixed, or was he just being paid to be there? That's what his lawyers will try to prove, I'm sure. Did he know these were being fixed? Like, was he in on the fix, or were they just like, hey, we want you to help bring people here. We'll pay you X amount of dollars. Come down and play cards. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. He's also, though, not directly, but sort of indirectly, right, accused in some of the inside information for basketball. I don't think they name him in that stuff, but they basically describe him.
There's basically just speculation that he was involved in that too, because it's all like the same like
crime family
mafia organization. Yeah, so like it's the same guys that were running the Rozier stuff with the Billups stuff, is what I understand.
Co-conspirator 8 listed matches his description. So Chris Haywood is his attorney and released a statement saying he's a man of integrity. That they do not, men of integrity do not cheat and defraud others. To believe that he did what the federal government is accusing him of, and that he would risk his Hall of Fame legacy, his reputation, he would not jeopardize those, let alone for a card game. It says he's never and would never gamble on basketball games, provide insider information, or sacrifice the trust of his team or the league. He's never backed down. He does not plan to do so now. He'll fight these allegations with the same tenacity that he put. They're looking forward to their day in court. So that's it. You know, we got to see this stuff play out in court. Who knows, right? These are arrests and accusations. Now we've got to get to, I mean, I'm sure that the games, they probably have hard evidence on all of that stuff. So that part's probably a little easier, but the involvement gets a little dicey. And then there's the Damon Jones element, which ESPN reported that he has provided things such as like inside information on when LeBron was, you know, going to need rest. Not that LeBron's directly involved. He's not at all, but just that the coach was providing injury information that was not quite public to help people bet lines appropriately. So this is always the risk with this stuff, TJ, but again, like this is mafia. This is stuff where, and this is why I didn't want to jump to conclusions yesterday. Does any of this have anything to do with the access that we've been given to betting now? I mean, if anything, they caught Rozier because they were able to quickly flag through the technology that there was a bunch of money being placed on an under. And so they canceled it and they tracked it that way.
Yeah, it feels like, I don't know, the biggest story here for us to talk about, I think, obviously the biggest story is the cheating poker games with the James Bond technology, because because what the hell is going on there? Like, that's the big story. But for us, like, what the biggest sports thing I think you take away from this, because the poker just is, you know, a different realm at this point. It just happens to be with Chauncey Billups. The basketball part of it is that, like, there's always been, you know, obviously the Jonte Porter thing happened, but like, that was such like a one-off thing. Like Terry Rozier was one of the best players on the Heat. Like, if Chauncey Billups is a head coach doing this kind of thing, and Damon Jones is a coach, like, the NBA is a lot different than the NFL in the ability to, you know, the ability to potentially point shave, not to accuse or do anything of that nature, but like, it's so much easier in like think about this in football. Like, this was an argument that somebody brought up to me, is that, you know, if you couldn't take the under on Patrick Mahomes' passing yards and then just have him just like be taken out of the game in the fourth quarter without raising some eyebrows. In basketball, like, oh, we're up 20, take Terry out of the game, he's done for the day. And like, that's a common thing. And it's just like that can just happen. And
It's the player prop argument. Yeah. And I get it. And I feel like it's too dangerous probably to have in college sports. I don't totally disagree with that sentiment in college sports, but you know, they're leaving it there. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. Like, this has been an issue for sports since the beginning of time, well before the technology for more people to be able to have fun with it existed, right? My question, and I genuinely don't know the answer to this, is does that technology make it more likely to happen, or does it make it more likely to get caught, right? Because we can track things now more easily. This is the mafia. They were messing around with this stuff before we had sports apps on our phone. So does that, and I don't know the answer to the question that I'm asking. I'm not saying that I do. I'm just wondering aloud, like, what I don't think is that the solution is to just cut it off for everybody, because it's still going to happen.
No.
So how do you prevent it from happening? And I think it's being tracked. When you hear about the way, like, Jameson Williams' stuff, like when you hear about the way these players are being caught for this stuff, you're like, man, how would you ever get away with it? Like, they can track this stuff so easily now, and they have like so many resources to flag it. It's interesting. Integrity's always been the biggest thing to protect in sports. And that's why Pete Rose got a lifetime ban. And that's why, you know, the Black Sox, you know, story exists for us, is because the integrity of the game was challenged and the integrity of basketball was challenged with the yesterday's findings. There is no question about that.
That's the biggest deal.
What are you going to do to stop that? The best thing you can do is catch it.
So this is the thing. I'll bring this up to you. Alex Gold, you know, 97 The Fan, the Arkansas City station up there, the Odyssey station. He had an argument somebody was posting about yesterday of the fact that he thinks that this is a big enough deal, and that the fact that it's happened in, you know, two of the last 3 years, basically, there's been an NBA scandal, is the fact that, you know, player props maybe across all sports, you know, might have to change if the integrity is going to start getting this question because of things like this happening. He said that the only way that you can really change it is just to take away the unders, because a player can't guarantee how many points they're going to score or how many assists they're going to have, but they can guarantee that they're not going to have 30 points, or they can guarantee that they're not going to have 10 assists.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? I think that's the way you fix it.
I don't think there is a way to fix it. I don't think you're ever going to stop the mafia.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This was the thing that little, whatever, 10-year-old TJ, the first time I learned about Pete Rose, is that they told me, they were like, well, yeah, he was betting on his team. And the first thing that I asked was, was he betting on them to win? And it's like, well, then he's not shaving points. He's just gambling. Like, that's the integrity of the game.
That's the thin ice, though.
That I know. Just, yeah, if he was betting against his own team, then that's just then it's bet.
like you just can't bet.
I know that. But like the quick 10-year-old reaction is
right.
The fact
I agree. I still want to know the answer to that question. You know, the 40-year-old me wants to know whether he was betting on him to win or lose. I think I know the answer, but I just, it doesn't matter. And the problem and the area you come into if you're worried about like the player props, if you limit that, that's what fantasy football is. Okay, so like, it's not quite as direct, but fantasy football is a collection of player props, basically. Like, you're betting on players' individual performances rather than their teams. And so, like, what line do you eventually draw? I think the line is appropriate. The line is, you can't do this or you'll be banned forever if you're directly involved. Like, that's got to be the punishment, right? And it is. And the rule is, you can't do XYZ, because I don't think we're ever going to stop bad actors from being bad actors and criminals. We can tell the mafia, sorry, hey, mafia, we don't want you to do this anymore. Like, we're going to take away your abilities to do unders for player props. I mean, okay. Is that the only way the mafia has been involved or criminal organizations? Look at what's the old NBA ref? It's accused of everything. Like, there's a long history of this. It's why the penalties are so harsh. It's why a lot of people have been appropriately concerned about leagues getting involved on this stuff. I'm just not sure there is a fix. And we always do this. Anytime we see something, we're like, what's the fix? We have to radically change everything tomorrow. When the reality is 99% or more of everything that's been going on is fine. So is it just fine and we now focus real hard on catching these things when they happen? Or do you need to fundamentally change everything? I don't know the answer to that yet. I would lean into, we've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now. This is the first real big accusation, and it always involves basketball, doesn't it? It always involves basketball.
That's the thing that is just like killer in all the situation for the NBA is the fact of, like, in the NFL, like, there's a certain, like, black and white. Like, in the MLB, there's also, like, a certain pretty black and white thing. In the NBA, like, refs are, there's a lot of subjection of calls in the NBA. And it's just like, that's not good. Like, with all this stuff going on, it's just like, oh man, well, he had the under. And like, now it's just like, that's happened. That's like, what's stopping it from happening again? That's what's going to make everything in question. That's what's going to hurt the NBA so much.
Hey, go Buffs, huh? Go Buffs. Mm-hmm. TJ, you sent me this. West Texas A&M, my alma mater, the Lady Buffs, take down Arizona last night. You kidding me? And I think this was played in Arizona.
Yeah, it was.
Go Buffs.
Big deal.
It's awesome to see it and infuriating at the same time that they're still Division II and not Division I yet. I say this all the time, and I'm going to get on my soapbox again. All of the schools, the big rivals, when I was in college, have all gone on to Division I now. Abilene Christian, Tarleton State. Like, what are we doing here? WT, what are we doing? We got to get it together. And this shouldn't surprise anybody, by the way, that they were good enough to beat Arizona. This is a team that's a powerhouse. It's Brandon Schneider, right? KU's head coach. Mm-hmm. His dad, Bob, was a legendary coach at West Texas A&M.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, forever he was the coach down there. He was the coach while I was in school. He was the coach in my first few years in the media. And then Krista Gerlich, who is now the Texas Tech head coach, succeeded him. So you have this just like line of coach. Like, it was incredible. Like, it is an incredible program. It was the kind of women's basketball program where you have bigger crowds and then people kind of go home and trickled out for the men. Now the men have gotten also really good. And they're just sitting there in Division II in a Division I facility. Like, the arena they play in is fantastic, and it is so angering that this is happening. But awesome for them to take down Arizona last night. Go Buffs. All right, hey, we come back. What's that?
Jets got some D1 competition coming up. Jets going to Bramlage Coliseum on Halloween.
It'll be spooky.
I don't think we'll be having this conversation on November 1st.
It'll be spooky. I don't either. All right, TJ, let's before we pick them in the next hour, Sunflower Showdown. We don't have to give away the farm here. We don't have to give away who we're picking. I don't know about you. I just, like, I'm having such a hard time with this one this year. I really am. Like, I can't put my finger on it. And now if it's a weather game, I mean, come on. It makes me not want to bet that over anymore. I will tell you that. But I don't know. Like, I just, like, what? Here's what I like about it. Here's what I like about it. That these two quarterbacks get this stage to just go win a game. Right? Like, I don't, like, you've got two quarterbacks capable of putting their teams on their back. You've got Jalen Daniels playing as good as he's ever played. You've got Avery Johnson finding his groove and finding his rhythm and all of his, you know, talent and all these things. And it kind of feels to me like, all right, quarterbacks, go win this a game here. Like, go add to your legacy with this game. Go get it done. Because I think all the secondary players, that's where it's hard to know, like, Dylan Edwards is out. Daniel Hyshaw hasn't been able to be the player we expected. You know, it's each has a really talented receiver, Jace Brown, Emmanuel Henderson. Like, what are we doing here? I have no idea. And neither defense is very good either, by the way.
Yeah, it's an interesting game. As we've said for, you know, weeks now, it feels like it was like leaning KU. Then it was maybe leaning K-State. Now maybe leaning KU a little bit. And then the rain throws a wrinkle in everything. And it's like, man, well, KU may not have a running back. Like, LeSean Williams is questionable, and Daniel Hyshaw's back, but he's been injured all year, so who knows how back he really is. And then you look at K-State, and they're not going to have Dylan Edwards. And then it's like, what, are we going to throw the ball 50 times in a downpour? Like, who? Jalen Daniels might have 20 rushing attempts tomorrow. Like, and Avery might have to have a bunch as well. Like, truthfully, it's going to be so interesting. It's going to be an ugly football game, I think. There's always something stupid in these games. Like, KU's had two fourth quarter leads the last 2 years and found a way to turn the ball over in bad times or not be able to get them off the field or something of that nature. So it's going to be weird. It's probably going to be ugly. And it's going to leave some kind of taste in somebody's mouth that they'll remember for a while.
I think it'll be close. I do agree. Weird. It feels weird. I've thought that for a little while. Like, there's going to be a weird component to this that impacts the game, maybe even decides the game. It's just so hard because you know that K-State would like to run the ball. You just don't know if they can run the ball. You know that KU would like to throw the ball. Do they have enough juice to get it thrown? And now in these rainy conditions, how does that impact things? It's like, and I say that, like, both teams want to run the ball. Like, we know what they'd like to do. I'm just not sure either team's going to be able to. K-State certainly has to try, and they have to commit to it because KU's been really bad against the run all year. So you have to commit to it if you're K-State, just do it. Does that mean more to Avery Johnson? We don't expect Dylan Edwards to play, maybe. Like, rainy conditions, I think it could be lower scoring than we originally anticipated. And it's, yeah, like, who has the turnover late that swings the game? Because both of these teams have been, you know, they've fallen victim to that. Each of them has, in a way. Cincinnati, KU should have made the big turnover to win that game. And then K-State, you had the interception against Baylor Like, so they, but there's not really anything there you can hang your hat on. We just have to watch it, and chaos and craziness. It feels like it's going to ensue here.
This is going to be the train wreck you can't take your eyes off of. It's just going to be weird. Like, that's the best way that we can put this thing. It's been like, think about the last 2 years since I've been been a part of coverage of 3 Sunflower Showdowns now. And the first one was like a snowy kind of freezing game. And K-State won that one kind of handily. And then that was like Jalen Daniels' return after he's been injured for 6 weeks or whatever. He came back for that game. Then the next year was in the booth. They had a lead in the fourth quarter, and I remember I went and set up to go live outside the stadium. I looked inside and I saw Will Howard run for 20 yards and waltz into the end zone for a game-winning touchdown, basically. And then you think about what happened last year, the KU. I mean, I bet the win percentage was probably up to 90% in that game. And then it was like a strip sack and a 55-yard field goal from K-State. Like, it's always something with these two, it feels like, in the past couple of years. I have no idea. And this is the one that KU has to win, I feel like, because like they're going to lose so much after this year too and have to restart again. And it's the new stadium and you can get it done in the first time in the new stadium and like all the stuff's riding on it. It has to be this time.
You know, it feels that way. But at the same time, knowing what's happened with K-State's season, I think they've got that same sort of urgency on this one. Like, no matter what happens, if they can still hold the streak, but if their season goes south and they don't hold the streak, that adds a lot to the badness of the season for K-State. So, you know, if K-State was rolling through this like we thought they'd be this year and they didn't have any losses, or maybe they have one loss and they got beat by KU, that's not the thing necessarily that you're remembering about this season. Right, you're still focused on the playoff. You're still focused on all that stuff. Now, 3 losses, like you're pretty focused on this one, and I so mean, I don't know that it will be as glossed over as it might have been. Yep. And the implications of losing this for K-State are pretty big here.
Yeah, there's I listened to Klieman's press conference from Monday last night. Scrubbed through it and. There was one soundbite that I used about that he has to stop himself from like putting this on the table back in July and all season long, saying like if you want to win that game, like we got to go. Like if you want to win the Sunflower Showdown, like we, and he's like, I had to stop doing that because it made every other game that we play feel worthless. And so like we had to stop, but that's how big of a deal it is.
And it's gotten bigger. It's bigger now, even than we thought it would be. Because their season has not been a success. And that's what I mean. Like, everyone's like, oh, this has to be the year for KU. And I'm like, guys, like, I can promise you inside those K-State offices, this also has to be the year for K-State. Like, they if they lose this one, it will be exponentially worse for them than it would
normally
be.
It's the argument that they've made in basketball, or it's the thing that we've seen in basketball for years. It doesn't matter how bad K-State is going to be that year, they will get up and find a way to beat KU. Like, that's just kind of what's happened in the past few years for the K-State basketball program. And I agree. I mean, that's just something to hang your hat on, you know? And if you don't have that, and imagine a world where they've got, what, 4 left after this game. I mean, if they sputter through those and lose 3 of those games and then lose to KU too,
that's what I'm talking about.
Like, it's a different story than if it's, you lose those 3 and beat
KU. It's potentially program-altering. A loss here, because right now they've got a little bit of momentum, right? They've played much better. They should have beat Baylor. Like, all those things exist. The back door cracked open. You can see a sliver of light shining through in the Big 12 now with Tech losing a game. And you're sitting there like, okay, we're starting to play better. We still don't have Dylan Edwards, but we've been a better team. Like, all these things, that all crashes down. And then what are the longer term implications of things crashing down this year? Yep. What does the future look like for Avery Johnson? What does the future look like for Dylan Edwards? What does the future look like for literally everybody? I think that's a pretty real, you know, existence here if they aren't able to come out and do what they need to do. And they're underdogs in this game, by the way.
Yep.
If KU were to lose this game, the streak continues. Aw shucks.
Exactly.
I think there's far more on the line here for K-State. And everybody keeps saying this has to be the year for KU. But I think the pressure is all on K-State.
They're different pressures, I feel like. I agree with you. I think that, like, it has to be the year for KU, and the fact of, like, if they can't get it done this year, like, I don't know. It might be, like, a 30-game streak.
No,
like,
I don't believe that at all. They're a much better program than they have been in most
teams. I agree, but, you know, KU fans on Twitter are pretty radical about the things they're saying, is what I'm saying. But on the same thing, like, K-State fans, not to throw dirt on them, because as I just said, KU does the same exact thing, is, like, if K-State loses this game, like, people are still tweeting out pictures of Ron Prince talking about how he ruined their child. It's like people will find a way to blame whoever they want in this game. And it's like, yeah, like, oh, it's a big deal if you lose this game. Like, that's the best way to put it. Like,
I think it's a bigger deal for K-State to lose it. I do. KU, the days of like, are we ever going to get one for KU?
We'll play this game. What's a bigger deal? A KU win or a K-State loss?
K-State. It depends on which fan base you ask. If you're asking like neutrally,
yes, you're neutral. What will have the biggest impact?
What is the bigger story potentially long term? Yes. A K-State loss. Because this season we expected them to potentially make the playoff.
Yeah, it's true.
And if there hasn't been a rock bottom yet, this would be a rock bottom. KU, it's just another year. But the thing for KU, and this is a tip of the cap to the program, KU fans. The program is in great shape right now with Leipold. Like, they're going to get one. It's not the same as it used to be, where they're getting just blown out in every game they play. That's not the case at all. You just have to take it individually. All right, we'll come back. We'll pick it when we return on the other side in the next hour. It's Albrecht and Cleveland on a Friday. Don't forget.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.